On my opponent's first argument that pug, well, that was a good argument. On their second argument that elephant, I say, that point is just weird. Moving on to their third argument that pink, well, this is a color, not even an animal, so they lose. And so on and so forth. Okay, not the best example, but you get the idea. Rock on debate.
Hey debaters, welcome to Rock On Debate, a one-clap speech and debate source for quick tips, hacks, resources, and rockin' support to help inspire and assist debaters. I'm Lyle Wiley, your host, here to introduce your instructor for the Introduction to Lincoln Douglas Debate Series for Rock On Debate, Cheyenne East Speech and Debate Head Coach Marcus Viney. Today we are sharing Episode 6 of Marcus's groundbreaking LD series. Check out the show notes for the resources for each episode. There's games, exercises, examples, coaching moves, the works. Marcus is cooking up a delicious meal of LD goodness for all of us to enjoy. So let's work up our appetite for debate in Episode 6, Attacking Arguments in LD with Coach Marcus Viney.
My name is Marcus Viney, head coach of Cheyenne East, and this is Episode 6, Attacking Arguments. In this episode, we're talking about attacking arguments. In a debate, a rebuttal is the speech where you attack or respond to your opponent's arguments. Let's begin with some basic steps for giving a rebuttal. The first step is flowing, which means taking careful notes about what your opponent says in the order they say it. Pug, elephant, pink, ice cream, Abraham, squirrel, French fry. If you weren't flowing that list, you probably wouldn't be able to make an argument about each one in order, even though it was the tiniest and worst LD case of all time. So the lesson is, go with the flow. Literally, flow every argument all the time. The next step is prep, or preparation time, also known as the 4 minutes in LD where you discover whether you've done enough work before the round to still win. In all seriousness, the best rebuttals aren't rebuttals, but pre-buttals, meaning that you've already got them planned out because you've already thought the arguments through. The last steps are the line-by-line and some signposting. For a rebuttal, you always want to begin at the top of the flow, or with their first argument and move down, in order, line-by-line. This keeps the speech super organized and easy to follow for your judge. But you also want to signpost or tell your judge where you are on the flow at all times. It might sound something like this. On my opponent's first argument that pug, well, that was a good argument. On their second argument that elephant, I say, that point is just weird. Moving on to their third argument that pink, well, this is a color, not even an animal, so they lose. And so on and so forth. Okay, not the best example, but you get the idea. Once you get the skeleton of a rebuttal down, you can think about what meat to add to it. Okay, sorry, scary image. Like questions, rebuttals can be offensive or defensive too. Roughly, a defensive rebuttal picks apart your opponent's argument, while an offensive rebuttal shows why your argument is better, or why one of their arguments actually works for your side. Let's start with defense, and use our opponent's argument from last time, that schools should not ban energy drinks because it will cause anger in the student body. A level 1 rebuttal includes the options of discredit or disprove. Discredit targets the evidence in your opponent's argument and argues that we shouldn't rely on it because of some weakness like it's too old or from a questionable source. Maybe their study was funded by the energy drink industry and of course they don't want to ban. Disprove skips all this and presents counter evidence that challenges their premise. Maybe there's a good study that energy drinks aren't all that popular anyway and kids just want their Starbucks. Like, with a ton of extra whipped cream on top for some reason. Both of these attacks are fine, but they only go so far. A level 2 rebuttal takes it up a notch and includes options familiar to us by now. Attack the link or impact. Using what we learned from questioning, we could argue, for example, that 1. Student anger is going to happen with or without the ban. And 2. Even if the ban did cause anger, it wouldn't last that long or cause any problems anyway. In short, we can snip their link or neutralize their impact, or both. Either way, the argument starts to fall apart. But we can really turn up the dial with a level 3 rebuttal and gain some offense with reasons why we're right, not just why they're wrong. Here, there are two basic options, outweigh or turn. With an outweigh, we grant their impact, but argue that our impact is bigger or worse. So for example, even if the ban makes students angry, allowing students to endanger their safety is much worse. Even one death outweighs any student anger that might emerge over the ban. Notice this rebuttal diminishes their argument while highlighting ours, hence offense. Another option is called a turn, where you flip or turn their argument in your favor. Here, we focus on the link or impact once again. Turning their link might sound like, actually, not banning energy drinks will cause even more anger because there's an anti-energy drink movement forming. If we really care about preventing student anger, we would go with the ban. Or turning their impact might sound like, actually, student anger isn't a bad thing. All it means is that kids are more engaged and care about what's happening in their school. Thus, in a judo-like move, we use the momentum of their arguments for our offense on our side of the resolution. There are some great activities for practicing rebuttals. If you haven't tried adding rebuttals to the 10 random things exercise yet, now's the perfect time to do it. And make sure to use a line-by-line and clear signposting. The next exercise is called two-punch rebuttal, where you focus on a pre-made argument and construct a two-part rebuttal with defense and offense. The last activity is a what's worse flash debate focused on the skill of outweighing. Two debaters flip for sides and clash for 30 seconds each on a what's worse topic like having spaghetti for fingers or toes or living in a whale or a tiny whale living in you. Whoever pushes the greater harm wins. That's enough for now. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Marcus, for cooking up such a delicious LD meal for all of us to enjoy. Keep listening to Marcus's series and keep your appetite for debate growth fulfilled. Don't forget to check out the premium resources that Marcus has put together for his series. These are linked in the show notes. Also, watch for episode 7 of his Introduction to LD series, Building LD Cases. If you have an idea or a request for Rock On Debate, shoot me an email at lylewiley@gmail.com or reach out on the One Clap Speech and Debate podcast website or social media linked in the show notes. Check out our Patreon page, also linked in the show notes, if you'd like to support the One Clap Speech and Debate podcast and partner with me on this journey. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the One Clap podcast. Watch for new episodes of One Clap, Rock On Debate, Coach Connection, and Speech Love. Thank you so much for listening. Debaters, don't stop rocking.
One Clap Podcast.